Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Major developments as global stock indexes from Asia and North America drop on news of slowing U.S. and worldwide GDP. Former Congressman Ron Paul is going to be joining us to talk about this and a lot more today. I remember having Percy Smizer on, one of the famous farmers, like 15 years ago that was battling Monsanto, contaminating his crops, and then suing him for having their plants on his property. He and others said the word was they were paying farmers next to them to plant the crops and even sneak into their fields to contaminate them. Now Monsanto has been caught red-handed doing just that, because it's a military operation. They've been caught doing this in the third world as well. We're going to be going over all of that. We've got the latest from the situation in Baltimore. We now have mainstream media promoting the summer of rage and asking, is martial law what's needed? We're going to be going over that. And 4 days or 3 days after we began to point out that it was a stand down by the mayor and by the police chief and by the sheriff, now Fox News has come out and said Baltimore mayor ordered police to stand down and let them loot. And police have come out and said they were ordered to do that. So there you go. The conspiracy theorists were right yet again. Well, we're not conspiracy theorists. We saw what happened, the stand down. It's been done before. It's a tactic to get things out of hand. This woman works for the Justice Department and Obama, basically. And Obama's running around saying that we need to basically blame the police generally, and the police departments must hold officers accountable. But now we're learning that the poor gentleman who got beaten to death was basically attacking himself, according to people that were in the paddy wagon with him. And all I'm saying is we don't know what happened with this case. Did police kill innocent people? Absolutely. Why is George Soros and Obama and the usual suspects promoting a collision course? Why are they trying to play the two sides off? Because the globalists live in Switzerland and Luxembourg and places like that. They don't care if we have a civil war in this country. That's why this is happening. We will also break down a host of other stories, like the Army is testing handheld ray guns, nextgov.com, currently testing electricity guns for possible use against electronics on the battlefield. Whistleblower targeted for exposing UN troops raping children, New American Magazine. Anti-gay state rep outed by guy he was trying to pick up on Grindr. It's always like that. I mean, I don't like the whole liberal socialist gay agenda, but on the other side of the coin, it's these people that are always bashing folks and are obsessed with sex that you turned out or, you know, into all of it. It just never seems to end. We'll be going over that. U.S. Senator Rand Paul moves to block new net neutrality rules. Super news. That's out of Reuters. And I don't like Elizabeth Warren because I don't trust her. But she's certainly a lot classier than Hillary Clinton. I mean, she would be better than Hillary Clinton. I have to say that. But a lot of big globalist money's behind her, so you can tell she's bought and paid for. She's done major flip-flopping. But she's doing something that's sane, that's common sense, and that we need to hear more of. And she's calling on Obama to declassify the trade deal. We've only got one of the 30-plus parts that WikiLeaks released on the Internet, and it makes SOPA and CISPA look like pro-Internet, pro-freedom of speech, pro-First Amendment operations. I mean, this is creepy. That's coming up today as well. As I mentioned, U.S. stocks drop as GDP comes in weak. And then there were over 365. I even have the screenshot. If you go to Google, type in Alex Jones, Jane Helm. It's 365 articles attacking us yesterday, ABC News, CBS Nightly News, you name it, running a giant PSYOP hoax and attacking Governor Abbott of Texas.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What lies at the heart of InfoWars and everything we do? At the core is fellow human beings of every race, color, and creed across the United States and the planet that believe in personal liberty. And it's people like you that have promoted the radio broadcast to their friends and family. It's people like you that have bought the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that have made everything we do possible. And that's why I want to salute you. You have helped us build this operation. You don't stand beside us or behind us or even in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. That's why in the month of April, we're offering some of the biggest specials yet to introduce listeners to these high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off. High quality colloidal silver, silver bullet. Buy two X2 Nation iodines. Get one fluoride shield absolutely free and free shipping. 50% off silver bullet. Free shipping. Free bottles of fluoride shield detoxer. Find the specials at InfoWarsLife.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us on this live April 30th, 2015 worldwide broadcast. It is Thursday. Congressman Ron Paul, former congressman and medical doctor Ron Paul, father of Senator Rand Paul, major presidential candidate contender, will be joining us coming up for about 25 minutes at the start of the second hour today, and I have a host of issues to raise with him, including Jade Helm. I'm going to cover other news first, but at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into the latest chapter in the Jade Helm saga. 2 days ago, newly elected and now in office, no longer governor-elect, but Governor Abbott, came out and said Texans are concerned about federalization, and I will have the State Guard there monitoring Jade Helm. Well, of course he will. It's being run out of one of the State Guard's main headquarters, Camp Swift. And they've had Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, 365 articles yesterday. You go to Google, type in Alex Jones, Jade Helm, and then click see more stories or explore in depth, and it's 365 articles. That's just with my name in it. If you search it with Jade Helm, as of this morning, it was over 1,000 articles in the last 2 days. And those are just saying conspiracy theorists are InfoWars. 365 naming me and saying, you can read the articles, that Governor Abbott and Alex Jones believe there will be a martial law takeover by Obama this summer. I never said that. The governor never said that. They don't have that. It's a stinking lie by a pack of scum lying to their readers, preying on them. Preying on them. Look at this headline out of Salon. Right-wing lunatics think the military is planning to invade Texas. Here's why. Woe if true. Operation Jade Helm 15 lays groundwork for martial law. Awesome American statesman. The Americans are coming. The Americans are coming. The Jade Helm, Greg Abbott, Alex Jones, and the politics of paranoia. Six times in here they call us lunatics in just one article. Texas militia to monitor federal troops during Jade Helm military exercises. Governor deploys troops to guard against martial law. That's how this is being spun. 365 of them yesterday with my name in it. Over 100 today. You can time search them. CBS Nightly News, ABC Nightly News, NBC Nightly News, CNN, MSNBC, all attacked us last night by name. I had people on the street asking about it this morning. Folks at the gym, family calling me from East Texas, saying, really? Martial law's coming? Believing it's coming because I have so much credibility with people. And I'm like, no, martial law's not coming. I didn't say that. This is how the PSYOP works. They say I cried wolf so that when open martial law doesn't happen this summer, they'll say, see, with a bunch of stories at the end of Jade Helm by September, saying Jones said martial law and it didn't happen. I'll cover this more at the bottom of the hour. I pretty much am already covering it. It's just so frustrating to see these lying scum. And here's what's interesting. You know when the directive talking points come out of the White House and the Pentagon because it's the exact same talking points in 365 articles. I just showed the 365 articles on screen of your TV viewer. And that's just the ones we can find. This is how they operate. Dallas Observer. Abbott engages in tinfoil hatters. Will send Texas Guard to watch for martial law. Dallas Morning News, in fact, I got screenshots of it. If you go to the comments, goes, I'm so ashamed of the redneck scum that live in Texas. I want to get out of this state. Now, the article says that the governor and Alex Jones believe that there's going to be troops arresting us and taking our guns this summer. I never said it. The governor never said it. And we're not backtracking here. They don't have us on our heels. We're on the offense, aware of what's going on, aware that this is part of a conditioning long-term program of federalization. Who can deny they're federalizing police? Who can deny their TSA checkpoints in every major city of Texas now illegally? We had to have lawsuits get filed in Houston and Dallas to stop it. Who can deny there's federally funded knock and talk where the cops come to your door and ask if they can inspect your guns in wealthy areas of Boston and Dallas and in L.A.? I mean, it's nationwide. Who can deny that hundreds of thousands of veterans every few months get a call or a SWAT team raid, depending, and have their guns taken, no judge, no jury? Who can deny the NSA is spying illegally against every American, now confirmed, declassified, leaked? Who can deny the president outside of law didn't even sign an order, just did it, opened the borders up January of last of this year? Who can deny it? That was January of last year. My God, time's flying. Who can deny? I mean, it's head spinning what's going on. Congress, 6 years ago, wouldn't pass his carbon tax to shut down over 1,000 power plants. He just did it and gave his buddies, General Electric, total waivers. Do you know what General Electric did? We have clean-burning coal here that supplied half our power or more. Now it supplies like 30%. They moved and set up hundreds of new plants in Mexico with no scrubbers, totally dirty, spewing pure mercury out the top. And then that's what supplies the four states around Texas, when Texas used to be independent and supplied four states. We're under economic war. Outside of law, they built, over a decade, the first new oil refinery in the U.S. since the 1980s, $3.3 billion in Corpus Christi. Obama never allowed it to be opened, so we'd have cheaper gas. Pipelines that would bring in more oil, drive down prices, shut down. Finished pipelines. Every lead smelting operation has been shut down the last 6 years. The last one closed middle of 2014, 8 months ago. We are under total shutdown right now. We're under economic siege. We're under a soft martial law. If the stove goes up to 12, they're at about a 6, a 7, and they're just turning it up real slow, and the frog's going, man, this hot tub's getting a little painful, but boy, maybe I'll just pass out. Maybe I'll just lean back and let my eyes roll back in my head, and I'm jumping up and down as another frog going, get out, get out, get out, get out. And there's a little weasel by the pot going, don't listen to him, it's a hot tub, it's a country club. See, he says you'll be boiling in 2 seconds, but you won't be boiling in 2 seconds. More like 5 minutes, which is more like 5 years. I'm like, get out of there, get out of there. He's turning the heat up. He said, it's a weasel, it's a weasel. I'm not a weasel. Don't listen to that frog. Listen to me. I mean, it's ridiculous. These are known liars. And when we covered Jade Helm, Joe Biggs ran in here over a month ago during a break, and he goes, look at this Jade Helm. It's Army.mil. I called him. I called some sources in the military. They said it's supposed to be restricted, blah, blah, blah. Can I come on air and talk about it? I said, yeah, that's a major military exercise. We always cover big exercises. Mainstream media covers exercises. We go, look, Texas is hostile in it. Look, it says they'll be operating domestically and working with locals and police. This is more of the same. Here's a bunch of other drills where they try to take our guns. And here's where they really did it in Katrina. Wow, we better look at this. Now, they're going to show dirty bomb drills and reasonable stuff and say we're discredited. And then they're going to say that we're saying it's martial law. They're going to take over this summer. That's not what we're saying. But that'll be the PSYOP. And then that's exactly what they did. And you can go back to those exact reports over a month ago and see Joe in here and then see the follow-up reports, because they follow a script. When you've got thousands of newspapers the last few months attacking us, basically every TV station in the country, there are 5 TV stations in Austin, including local Telemundo. I'm told I was attacked on that this weekend. My lawyer called me and he said he basically saw me in the paper every day in the last 5 days. I don't even read the local paper. And that I've been all over the news. I mean, they are on there saying, Jones says Obama's coming with troops this summer to take your guns. And then when it doesn't happen, people who are weak-minded will believe. I'll just cover Jade Helm now. No, I'll get all of the news. The weak-minded will think, never saw me say it. Yeah, that's that Alex Jones. He said martial law was coming. Oh, look, there's an armored vehicle just rolled by. Oh, look, there's cameras. Oh, look, license plate readers. Oh, look, police checkpoints. Oh, look, I did see an army drill. There were some troops walking down the street, but I'm not in martial law. Because they'll never call it that. You're already in a level 6 on a scale to 12 or 7 martial law when they take your money out of your bank with no judge, no jury, no nothing now at the IRS. The New York Times admits it. Nobody gets in trouble. When 40 million illegals are here getting free everything outside of law, but citizens get nothing. When 100 million people are on welfare and it's growing. When the government's openly announcing they're going to start raising taxes outside of law. That was on ABC Nightly News, like Sunday night. I would turn on television, and it was just, the president's doing what he has to help America, acting executively because Congress won't do its job. It's all just phrased like, well, you know, the Fuhrer is acting because the Reichstag won't do its job. We're living in the Twilight Zone here. We're living in crazy town. So we're already in a police state. We're going deeper into one. They've got military drills to take on the people. We've got countless videos of the police admitting the MRAPs are for the veterans, okay? Period.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What lies at the heart of InfoWars and everything we do? At the core is fellow human beings of every race, color, and creed across the United States and the planet that believe in personal liberty. And it's people like you that have promoted the radio broadcast to their friends and family. It's people like you that have bought the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that have made everything we do possible. And that's why I want to salute you. You have helped us build this operation. You don't stand beside us or behind us or even in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. That's why in the month of April, we're offering some of the biggest specials yet to introduce listeners to these high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Buy two X2 Nation Iodines. Get one fluoride shield absolutely free and free shipping. 50% off Silver Bullet. Free shipping. Free bottles of fluoride shield detoxer. Find the specials at InfoWarsLife.com.
So on Mother's Day, when the rest of you are doing tulips and daisies, Mark and I are taking his mom out to fire her brand new AR-15 built from her AR-15 rifle kit that he bought her at guns80.com for Mother's Day. And guess what? She actually helped put it together. She built the gun herself. Mark's mom is pretty awesome. So on Mother's Day, we're going to lunch and then we're going to the range, and Mark's mom is going to show us how it's done. Get your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift at guns80.com. Get an AR-15 kit. guns80.com. Go to guns80.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is in preparation for the financial collapse And maybe even Obama not leaving office. I mean, I'm telling you, this is so huge.
Online, there is no shortage of people who think Jade Helm 15 is masking something insidious.
One thing is for sure, troops will be ready and trained to take over your town when it happens.
They're preparing to initiate martial law and maybe even roundups. This is not a joke. It's the real deal.
The Army tells CBS News the operation has nothing to do with martial law.
And there are no death panels.
Many of the exercises will take place in remote areas, away from the public. But after this map of the training exercises surfaced, which identified Texas, Utah, and Southern California as hostile territory, the conspiracy theories took off.
My friends, this is a declaration of war on United States soil. This is in our backyard.
Even plumbing repairs at several Walmart stores drew suspicion.
Walmart closing stores across the nation, most of them, if not all, are in the Jade Helm exercise vicinity.
Jade Helm truly is just a training exercise to prepare Army Special Operations Forces.
All right, let's stop there.
Operations overseas.
The full report is going up on Infowars.com. It's ABC News, CNN. I can't even track it all. And notice they took a little 5-second clip of not where I say this will be martial law this summer, but that it could be preparation for Obama to stay in office after a financial collapse, which mainline analysts are saying could happen any time. How did Roosevelt stay in office? I mean, I used to tell people 6 years ago that said Obama was planning to stay in office that they were wrong. He was just a puppet. Except now, no president, even Lincoln, didn't act this unilaterally on the entire country. The borders are wide open. The Border Patrol pays with vouchers to ship the illegals and their families in. They're handing out millions of green cards and Social Security numbers, and with those, driver's license to vote, and ordering the Border Patrol and federal police to let illegals be above the law. My point is, that's illegal. That's a government that's rogue, doing whatever it wants. The same government that staged Fast and Furious. The same government using the IRS to persecute Christians. Nixon had to step down over stuff literally 1/1,000th. And Nixon should have. I'm not a tricky-dicky promoter here. But it's just exponentially worse. It's over the top. And you've got this whole atmosphere of surveillance and tyranny and executive power grabbing. And it's the public that's concerned. The public. And you know what? That's healthy that when Obama tries to ban semi-autos, everybody goes out and buys them. It's healthy that people don't believe known liars like Bloomberg. It's healthy that when the military is going to bring in thousands of special forces and tens of thousands of support forces and spend billions of dollars, quote, blending in and working with locals. And then we have the training going on all over the country by Marines, by Army, by National Guard. Do I need to play it again? What are these MRAPs for? They're for the patriots, the gun owners, and the veterans. What do the manuals say? Patriots, gun owners, and veterans. In fact, let me correct things. Veterans are the number one enemy. Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, Christians. That's what the document says. I mean, I've got Fort Hood commanding general last year saying founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. And then just last week, or 2 weeks ago, there was all these mainstream news articles where it said Constitution founders sexist and racist, and they teach that in the Army. I mean, they don't train to fight Russians or ISIS. They train to fight the patriots, the Americans. The veterans. And they just, notice they show all these different alternative news media clips like we're kooks, but the background are the documents where it says they're training to take on gun owners, where it says they're training to take on the Tea Party. There it is. That's out of, in fact, I want to get Tucker Carlson on about all this. Haven't had him on in a while. Defense Department, this is out of Daily Caller that he owns. The Bible, Constitution, and Declaration of Independence all perpetuate sexism. And then you read the Army training manual, and it actually says it's racist, too. But meanwhile, that colonel gets up in Bastrop and goes, you see my uniform? It goes back to George Washington. You trust it. The people running our military now say that is the opposite of our Army.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. We return weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And then Sundays, I return live. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time in studio, as I was last Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's what it really boils down to in the final equation. There is a planetary war against individual freedom, a planetary war against individual capital, not controlled by a global crime syndicate, gang, combine of robber baron thug bankers. And they've all written books, basically. They're all public about their plan. Senator Barry Goldwater exposed them. Ron Paul exposed them. Ronald Reagan exposed them when he was running for president. You can pull up those videos of Reagan talking about the Trilateral Commission. This was mainline Republican Party politics. But the mainline media beat the Republicans into submission, demonized the John Birch Society, in about 8 or 9 of the 30 or so articles I scanned over attacking Governor Abbott for saying, yeah, I'm concerned about Jade Helm. People are concerned. I'm going to make sure our liberties are guarded and we're not federalized. I'm going to send out the State Guard to monitor it. They go, oh, what's he sleep with the John Birch Society Blue Book under his pillow? If you read the John Birch Blue Book from the 50s, all of it came true. If you go listen to the speeches John Birch gave back in the, John Birch was tortured to death, but the founder of the John Birch Society gave, it all came true. I'm not a member of the John Birch Society, but I know what's going on in the world because when I was a little kid, my parents had friends that were in the John Birch Society, guys that worked at the telephone company, FBI agents, cops, lawyers that would come by the house. They basically have John Birch meetings and talk about the New World Order and the plans for the country and the three mega regions and how they transfer our liberties into foreign treaties. Everything that's basically 90% complete. And instead of getting 100 Pulitzer Prizes for what they've done, they get to have people like Salon and the Austin American Statesman and Bloomberg, all these anti-American, knuckle-dragging totalitarians wearing a suit of liberalism, attack people that simply tell the truth. You know, Governor Abbott has sued more than, I don't know, it's 20-something times, the feds, over saying, you know what, we're just going to take a couple thousand square miles of property on both sides of the Red River in Oklahoma and Texas and just federalize it. Abbott says, no, you're not. I'm going to sue you. You know what, we're just going to shut down about 100-something Texas power plants outside of law. He says, we're going to sue you. You know what, we're going to shut down a bunch of ranching outside of law. We're just going to have the BLM show up in East Texas with no jurisdiction and not even a court ruling and say you can't use your land. Abbott goes, you know what, I'm going to sue you. You know what? We're going to just open the border up in Texas and just flood you to be bankrupted by tens of millions of illegals. And Abbott says, I'm going to have the state police down there arresting people that have criminal backgrounds and turning them over to you and embarrassing you. And I'm going to have judges come out and rule against you. I mean, the truth is, Abbott is quietly doing what a governor would do. He's not radical. The country is burning down around us politically. We're hemorrhaging out, being run under the rocks of debt by design. And so they have it in the Dallas Morning News, and they have it in all these other papers that Abbott believes that Obama is going to invade and declare martial law this summer. He doesn't need to do that. He's already in control. He already said 2 years ago in the legislature, said, we're not going to let the TSA grope children's genitals, and the feds said, fine, F-16s are standing by for a blockade of the state. Any aircraft will be forced down or shot down. That was in the Associated Press. That's how the Civil War started, with the naval blockades. And they billed Obama as this messianic leader, Lincoln II. And anyone that opposes total federalization, that's really globalization, is now a southern, you know, avenger. The South is rising again. Listen, I'll take a federal national government any day. We don't have that. We have a global corporate government. We have been taken over. I mean, look at Senator Elizabeth Warren today. Is she a conspiracy theorist? What do we hammer here every day? Senator Warren calls on Obama to declassify trade deal details. That's right. Congress isn't even allowed to see the secret 30-plus part, multi-thousand page trade deal written over the last 7 years to create the TPP Trans-Pacific Partnership that makes NAFTA, at least we had a debate about NAFTA, I could see part of it. They were always changing it back in the early 90s. And now that we know these trade deals are one-sided screw jobs for select corporations to shut down their competition, we have her at least coming out and saying, remember, this is an anti-gun, pro-open border globalist, bad news. But still, it's shocking and heroic that she would be saying, you need to let Congress and the people see what's in this. Oh, my gosh, like the FCC takeover or like all these secret orders on opening the borders? Or I mean, see how far we've come? That secret corporate bodies are making our laws, and 81% to 83%, the British government admits this, of their laws are made by the EU that's unelected. I had a few years ago a reporter call me and they go, you say the EU's unelected. They have a parliament. And I went, wow, you're a fancy journalist. You knew they had a parliament. I know that. I have members of the parliament on the EU parliament, like Nigel Farage and others. But they're ceremonial. They only make recommendations to the central board. And it's run by the IMF and the World Bank, International Bank of Settlements. Just like the TPP and the NAU and the TPP and the Trans-Texas Corridor and all the rest of it. You know the treaty to bring us into the NAU is still secret after it was signed in 2005 in Waco, Texas by Vicente Fox, Paul Martin, and George Herbert, Walker Bush's son, George W. The average reporter out there can't tell you who was president of Mexico in 2005 or who was the prime minister of Canada. See, the truth is we're like gods compared to these lazy reporters. And I'm not saying I'm like a god. I'm a pathetic creature. The point is, we are light years ahead of them. But see, we're not like the globalists. They're light years ahead, too. They can name all the people. They can name the players because they're running it. They want to name them. They want to know it because they run the show. We're sitting back, reverse engineering everything they've done. The takeover is now public. And just thank God, veterans and patriots back in the 40s and 50s. In fact, I need to look into this. Because I forgot to do it last night and this morning, so I'll put the alert out, kind of the bat signal to everybody. My dad was listening to Sergeant Sam, a retired police officer who does a popular, it's the number one morning show here locally with Mark Caesar and Ed Clements, who's just an unbelievable. I mean, Ed Clements sees me in the hallways of 590 and actually kind of bows up. I mean, he does not like me. The other two are pretty good guys. And Sergeant Sam, I didn't hear this, my dad heard it, was on there, and he's a smart guy. He knows about as much as I do. He's older. He goes, you know this Jade Helm was actually a program under State Department Memorandum 7277 for total disarmament of the American people by the United Nations. And I didn't have time. I forgot to Google that and search that because I don't know if that's true. I'm sure it's true if he's saying it. He checks his facts to pretty much a neurotic level, more so than I do. And I know Memorandum 7277 is public. They tried to pass it as a law. I don't have the bill number in front of me, but it was State Department policy to federalize police under the RAND Corporation and then disarm the police and the general public and bring in federal global peacekeepers. That's part of the demonization of local police. That's why they trained them to act like crazies so they could set them up. So I know 7277 does that, and I know they had a bill. I don't have the bill number in front of me, so what we need to search is what was the accompanying public law that they tried to pass but couldn't in 1962 under 7277? And it's got the manuals in the State Department packet. In fact, pull up 7277, complete and total disarmament document. Just Google that. We've got copies of it around the office from Congress, originals. But it's blue. And it shows the U.N. force growing in their helmets and tanks, and then the U.S. force shrinking. And then it talks about disarming the American people. And then modern July 7th, 2000, UNIDIR, United Nations Committee on Small Arms Disarmament, that's the same group recommending this treaty Obama says he's going to implement outside of law, and then Congress won't ratify. And in that it says it will disarm the American people. There it is. Freedom from war. Yeah, but go to Scribd's. I want to show the actual document because it's got graphics of the disarmament. And so that's why globally you see this happening. But I didn't know that they listed the first exercise as Jade Helm, except for an artifact remnant memory that I got chills. Barnadine Smith, who runs a big Second Amendment group out in California, we need to get her back on. She sent me a handmade binder about 17 years ago that had news clippings going back even to the 30s, but these were from the 60s, and I remember seeing armored vehicles and troops in a newspaper photo, like in Georgia or something, in 1962, and it said Operation Jade Helm. So I need to call Sergeant Sam. I used to have a cell phone number. He gave it to me, and I lost it. Sam Cox is his name. But the whole point is that I'm pretty sure he's right, because everything else he said was true. My dad was writing it down when he was talking about it, driving in the car. I'm sure that was safe. But the point is that that's what's going on. And so it's just this long-standing program to do this. And the other host was attacking him, saying he was full of prunes and all the rest of it. And that, you know, we hate the military, and that Alex Jones hates the military and doesn't trust the military. They play that game. Oh, you think the men and women in uniform want to take over America? We never said that. We said criminals have hijacked the government and are trying to incrementally create a culture of tyranny. And look around you. It's here. And we're going to have a debate about it. Play in your mind games that there are no death panels in Obamacare, or, you know, there's no special deals in NAFTA, or there's no screw jobs in the this bill or that bill. It doesn't work anymore with the thinking people. We know what's going on. We understand what's happening. But I read this Austin American Statesman article. I scanned over it. I spent 5 minutes on it. I mean, when there's 600 articles on average every 2 days, 365 a day, 1,000 some days attacking you by name. Believe me, you can't read them all. But here's what's scary. You sample 10 or 15 of them, and they're all the exact same talking points. These people are taking direct conduits from the federal government. And this has come out, it's been admitted. It came out in the Sony hacks, where they're being directed in TV shows and movies by the government, right down to who they have and what they say and what they do. Super creepy. But that's why out at the event in Bastrop a few days ago, we talked to a reporter from local affiliate, and we said, how many people were for Jade Helm? And she goes, it's 50-50. And there was two people out of hundreds and hundreds for it that testified. Just wasn't true, but they know they will ascend if they lie. But the truth is, you don't ascend. Everybody already sold out. You get nothing. You lose your job. You lose your country. You lose your pension fund. You lose everything. My heavens. They put veterans by hundreds of thousands on no treat list when they're treatable. They kill them. They torture them. They don't fix broken kneecaps. They don't fix lung cancer. They don't take skin cancer off. They don't fix their teeth. It's admitted, and we don't do anything for them, because they're just like the babies and the old people. Write them off. Well, you're going to get written off. I'm going to get written off with that attitude. And the government, in literally thousands of training manuals that have been made public, because they distribute them to every police department and vary them, and there's new ones every year, thousands, say the veterans, the enemy, we're going to have a big war with veterans, prepare for war, prepare for war. We go, hey, look, we have big stacks of documents, videos of you singing. They go, no, you don't. I'm like, yeah, we have like 500 clips, and we've got like 20 the last week. No, you don't. Well, here are the clips. Uh-huh. Shut up, racist. And then they get into this thing and make fun of my body and make fun of our advertisers in this article that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 pages long, and they've had articles, I'm told, because I don't take the paper, every day for 5 or 6 days. I guess he told me 3 days ago he'd seen it for the last 5 days in a row, and I was told again there's new ones today, so I don't know, 6, 7 days. Why are they attacking? Because we stand in the way of their agenda. They're scared. We've got a governor. Who knows what's going on? We've got more governors. We've got state reps all over the country listening. We've got congressmen listening. What does Rachel Maddow say every week? Do not listen to Alex Jones and Congress. Stop bringing up legislation from stuff on his show. This discredits you. Stay away. Don't go there. Stop it. No, don't do it. Don't bring it up. Don't talk about it. As if she controls reality with her confidence game. And it does scare off some people from the truth, but not most people anymore. The mind game's pretty much over. We're going to come back into the economy and more. Ron Paul, the one, the only, is coming up briefly here. Please support us. That means pray for us. Or if you're not a Christian or whatever, don't believe in a higher power, you know, send good energy, whatever. Just please understand, I am 100% sincere. This is the real deal. And the evidence is all there. You can vary my interpretation, but the stuff's coming down. Please buy the high-quality water filters and cut out the glyphosates and fluoride at InfoWarsStore.com and help yourself and help us get the word out at the same time. It's a win-win. Please get the high-quality T-shirts. There's hundreds of them with different libertarian, freedom-based, Molon Labe, you name it. Check out the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping that ends in how many hours? Free shipping and 50% off a bunch of the products. Biggest sale ever. 13 hours, 9 minutes. The sale is over. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs. Just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. You know why the sellouts hate this broadcast? You know why the tyrants can't stand us? It's because the patriots, people like Governor Abbott, people like Ron Paul, people like myself, we just so happen to all hail from Texas, Ted Cruz to a certain extent, but I need to see more out of him, quite frankly. I'm not saying he's bad. I just don't 100% trust him yet. Compared to Hillary, I do. We value being free. We value private property in our families. We value the right to self-defense. It's our identity. We're not going to give it up. Not for $1 billion, not for $1 trillion, not for our lives. We're committed. And that's why they call us cult members in Congress. That's why they say I'm a cult leader at MSNBC with almost no viewers. Their ratings yesterday it came out went down even more. Their average show in the U.S. has less than 100,000 viewers. Do you understand how joke level that is? But it doesn't matter. Their talking points from Media Matters to MSNBC get picked up by local affiliates and newspapers, and that's their real power. You wonder, why does NBC keep them on the air for $500, $600, $700 million a year is their budget when they lose that much? Because they are a talking point for a giant multi-trillion dollar global crime syndicate. And it's there to direct all of its other subgroups, and that's where they've got power. Your local newscaster is reading a teleprompter written by the White House or the Pentagon. When I say the Pentagon, I mean the foreign powers that have taken it over. And does that mean Texas is perfect? No, but Texas now is almost by itself, until Saudi Arabia did this war, this energy war, producing as much as Saudi Arabia. The U.S. was producing way over Saudi Arabia, the number one producer in the world. This is a war to shut down independence. America could decide to be America again and throw off the globalist parasites and still be a strong world leader. But the globalists don't want us to be a leader. They want to use us to build their world government, then scuttle the U.S. into bankruptcy, have a civil war, and come in and take us back over later, like the Boxer Rebellion, like the Opium Wars. If you study British intel and the Opium Wars, you understand everything. And that was stuff they developed in India previously with the British Dutch East India Company. And then I read books by top globalists, and they talk about it. It's like, I've already figured it out by myself, studying history. Then I read their books from their perspective, and they're saying what I'm saying because it's the truth, but they're saying it from their perspective. Well, here's the deal. I'm not selling people out. And if we were selling out to some global corporate thing that was pro-human and wanted to empower people, I'd still be against it because it would be a sellout of free will. But, man, this takeover is hardcore anti-human, eugenics-based. And at the end of the road is human exterminism. I'm going to fight to the death against this. I mean, there's not even a decision to make. It'd be like a flying saucer's landed and aliens got off and said, we're going to kill every one of you. I'm going to fight to the death. There's no point in working with them. Don't you get it, folks? They're not going to stop. They're not going to give you quarter. They're not going to back off. And as soon as you get that, it's liberating. And then you're not going to back off either. I don't care what they do to me, what they say, how they demonize, I'm not stopping, because stopping is to let them completely take over. We're going to expose they're the ones behind all this. And as I said, we need your support now more than ever. I need to get more reporters. I need to get more people, not just sit here and tread water to keep this huge operation for alternative media going. We reach 20 million people a week globally. They hate it. I want to go to 40, 50, 100 million. I want to expose their propaganda blow by blow. I want to go in. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the products, fund the operation. Huge savings, end in 13 hours. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today.
800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.